The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you,
Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as Pastor Westermeyer previewed this, we even talked about that. I said, how am I supposed to refer to you? Anyways, okay, so he already told you that over this month of September, we have been exploring the foundations of our faith. And so today we are looking at holy baptism, the power that baptism has for us. Baptism can seem like a cute little symbol of sprinkles of water on a baby's bald head, but it is so much more than that. The late theologian and Lutheran curriculum author, Daniel Erlander, writes about how extraordinary baptism is in our life. He says, "Our baptism becomes the overpowering event in our lives, the event which tells us who we are and how we are to live. Baptism is one of the most significant events in our whole life because it tells us who we are and how we are to live." So let's first explore how baptism tells us who we are. Our reading from Titus starts to answer this question. The verses we read express that through the waters of rebirth, the Holy Spirit makes us heirs according to the promise of eternal life. So in baptism, we become heirs. We are made part of God's family and inheritors of eternal life. When I teach about baptism, I like to think about how we become a part of God's family through the story of Jesus' baptism. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we have different versions of the same story where Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River by John. Jesus goes down into the water, and when he comes back up, the heavens open, and we hear God's voice say, "You are my child. This is my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And in our baptism, and in Nathan's baptism soon, we will hear those same words God says to us. "You are my child. I love you. I'm proud of you." So who are you? Who do you become in baptism? You are God's child, and you are loved, and God is proud of you just for being you. Often when we hear the words, "I'm proud of you," you do something to earn it, right? People say, "I'm proud of you," when you have an athletic accomplishment or an academic success or maybe even a career move or something. Or in my household, I am proud of my son if he eats just one bite of meatball before he eats the rest of an entire box of pasta. He doesn't need to do much to earn my praise and be proud of him. But in baptism, God loves you and is proud of you for simply being the amazing person that God created you to be. I can't stress this point enough. Nothing that you will ever do will make you more or less worthy of God's love and grace. For in baptism, our sins are forgiven, and we receive God's gift of grace as a free gift. Your identity as God's beloved child will be with you your whole life long. You are a member of God's family, a citizen of God's kingdom, and it can never be revoked. Even if you feel distant from God or you're in a season of doubt, don't worry. Even the disciples in our gospel, after they had encountered the risen Christ, they were still not sure about it all. So even if you find yourself in a season of doubt, through baptism, the promises of God's love and grace are with you forever, even through death. My favorite part of our funeral liturgy, and funerals are very special to me and to all of our pastors, is that I get to help us remember that our baptism connects us to Christ's death and resurrection. It's a really special moment when I get to declare, when you were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into death. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Through the waters of baptism, the Spirit carries us through this life and into the life everlasting. In baptism, we are God's children, heirs of eternal life. So that's who we are, and who we are helps us know how to live together. First and foremost, baptism is an act of community. Except in rare circumstances, Lutheran baptisms are part of a worship service where the entire community, all of you, get to make promises to support the baptized, and the baptized and their parents or sponsors on their behalf promise to be part of this church community too. When we baptize Nathan in just a moment, listen for the promises that we are going to make to one another. We will promise to help each other with the responsibility of living into our identity as baptized and beloved. These responsibilities include worshiping together, studying scripture, praying together, caring for others and the earth, and working for justice and peace. It can sound like a lot, but we are here to share in the responsibilities. We do not walk this life of faith alone. When you find yourself asking, what is this world coming to, or how will I get through this, remember that you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and surrounded by baptized and beloved people that are here to walk with you through it all. To illustrate how we live together in our baptized life, we have a special ritual at SPD. Parents and godparents of the newly baptized will make the sign of the cross over the baby or the person's eyes, ears, lips, and the rest of their body. This blessing proclaims that the baptized person is to follow Jesus with their whole being, and also that they are not alone. They are joining the walk of faith with their godparents and parents. And this blessing enriches the faith of all those who are involved and witness it. It is a special bond that we all have. One of my son's godparents doesn't go to church quite as often as he used to. His faith journey is in a bit of a wilderness season, I will call it. But being a godparent is still very important to him. And I think it even impacts his faith, too. The relationship goes both ways. He wants to help us care for Simon and help him grow in faith and life. And this godparent might not pray often, but when it comes to Simon, he would qualify the good vibes and the gratitude that he has for him as prayer. This special baptismal relationship ripples between the two of them, and it impacts their faith and how they both live and support each other. Baptism is all about who we are and how we live. It's powerful, and it's for everyone. So please receive this invitation. If you or you would like to have someone in your family baptized, remember, it's not just for babies. Jesus was baptized as an adult. If you or someone in your family would like to be baptized, please reach out to one of us pastors. Talk to us, or you can reach out over the church website. We are delighted to welcome you into God's family through the sacrament of holy baptism. Baptism is God's way of naming and claiming us as God's own beloved children, who are held in love and grace for all eternity. May this lead us to live in ways of love and grace with one another.